Amazing Spelling Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Crooked letter I. Jump back I.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how that works?
Yeah, there's a song.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S, not I.
Right.
A lot of people spell it with an A.
No.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Well, that's if you're Southern, you say Mississippi.
Mississippi, yes. Well, what do we say
up
north?
They know how to spell it. They just say it that way.
I like to say Mississippi.
Coming up later in this half hour, a focus on ghosts and Halloween. It is October. The month of October is Halloween month.
Oh, man, don't remind me.
So why? You have all kinds. You spend money on costumes and stuff?
My daughter already has her costume.
What is she going to be?
The pink Power Ranger.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Pink Power Ranger.
Yeah, and Sean wants to be one of the characters out of one of these video games that he's not allowed to play.
Ah, perfect, Richie.
Yeah, but the costume's cool. But, I mean, they're just, Daddy, when can we decorate the house? Daddy, when can we go get the pumpkins? Daddy, when can we go?
Daddy.
My daughter is more jacked about Halloween than she is Christmas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, yeah. It's all in the media. Wait till Halloween's over, then she'll be jacked up about Christmas.
Exactly.
They already have their Christmas list done.
Of course they do.
Doug Amazon Steffen wish lists.
And Larry. I was going to say, Doug Steffen and Larry Fuss. Why am I? He's on my mind.
I'm Larry. Right.
Yes, Jennifer
nice
can be Larry.
You.
Richie can be Larry, and Kenny can be Larry, and we'll all be Larry.
Which one is Mo?
Curly. I'll be Curly.
Okay.
So we have the situation that we've talked about, political situation, governmental situation, all of those things, like there was nothing else happening. Good news, the private sector, hello, the private sector has added 160,000 jobs in the past month. No thanks to anybody but those people who are the entrepreneurs who have started businesses and are hiring people. And with that, I congratulate the three winners in our Dream Big America contest so far. Looky Lou Light from Kansas City, created to provide photographers with skill, anybody who's got any kind of skill. This is a way to get children to look at the camera when the camera goes off. That's very clever. We also have a winner from St. Louis. The company's called Curate. It's a mobile-first iPhone application that helps you more easily communicate with each of your closest relationships. And then there was a jar with a twist from Raleigh won this last month, and there's a great, great story behind that. Peanut butter jar, you push the stuff up from the bottom of the jar. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, it's like chapstick for peanut butter.
Yeah.
A chapstick container for peanut butter.
Yeah. So all those folks have won. If you'd like to participate, all you have to do is go to the Dream Big America website, dreambigamerica.us. Or you can go to dougsteffen.com, find your way to that logo, and find out a way to describe what it is that you're doing, and we'll give you an opportunity, give you a shot at becoming an entrepreneur. And that's really what it's all about. The American public, the people, need to encourage more of this sort of thing. I'm certainly all over it and would like you to join me. There's an interesting poll today at dougsteffen.com, which is based on a story that we're carrying in the at the web news site. Kentucky Fried Chicken, now known as KFC, they can't be called Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore because a lot of what they serve isn't chicken. It's fried, but it's new. It's not any longer real chicken.
What is it?
It's the cut up bones and gristle and fat.
Okay.
And, so it's chicken.
It's
well,
chicken.
No,
it's just not the chicken parts you want.
Right.
Right. Well, depends on whether you're a dog or not, probably. I'm sure Charlotte would love it. At any rate, they have come under fire, Kenny, for serving up a new product called Go Cups.
Yeah.
And the reason it's controversial is because it encourages you to eat your fried chicken whilst you are driving. And that apparently is not sitting.
That's convenient.
Too well. Well, but it doesn't. It's like. How is that any different than texting or taking your eye off the road? You know, look down and eat the. Find what's in the box and eat it. Bring it up and eat it while you're going down the highway.
What's
your hands
the
are all
deal?
Crazy.
They've had drive-thrus for 20 years, 30 years, and you get food on the go. Why? Just because it's in a cup now, is it any big deal?
That seems more responsible.
What, and to have it in a cup?
Better than just like ripping into like a box. That's a little harder to handle.
Well, but how do you hold on to it? You're supposed to have both hands on the wheel, right?
But you put in a cup holder.
Well, but you just have to reach over and... Well, I guess yeah.
By the way, I just snoped your little... They can't call it KFC because it's no longer chicken.
Yeah.
Here's what it says on Snopes. KFC, here's the claim. KFC no longer uses the word chicken to describe its product because it serves meat from genetically engineered animals that the government will no longer permit them to refer to as chicken.
I didn't say that.
So they're mutant chickens.
Yeah, I didn't. That's not what I said. But go ahead. What does it say? It's no.
False.
Yeah, right. Thank you, George Soros.
They're still chicken?
Yeah, George Soros owns Snopes, right. By the way.
It's not that. They say it. Pieces of chicken that are chopped up that aren't... I didn't say anything about the genetically engineered chicken. That's basically what all that stuff is. No matter where you go now, the chance of you getting a free-range chicken, a real chicken, versus chicken that's grown in a big barn with 35,000 other chickens in there for 2 months, and then they turn them upside down, chop off their heads, and send them to the factory to be deflowered. Not deflowered, defeathered. Maybe.
Maybe that, too. How you doing, chicken?
What kind of factory they got going there?
Anyway.
Oh, it's okay.
What?
It's like from the animal groups who are against the way...
Of course.
Eating and killing animals are morally wrong. Okay, so it started there.
Eating while driving is just as dangerous as talking on the cell phone or texting, according
to the
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Eating while behind the wheel increases the risk of an accident by 80%. Allstate Insurance says that eating and drinking, the most frequent causes of distracted driving, and according to the survey by ExxonMobil, 70% of drivers eat while they drive. Fried chicken tops the list of the 10 riskiest foods to eat.
No.
Because it's all grease.
No.
No, yes, that's what
Taco
the thing
Bell.
Says. Taco Bell?
I would love to see the list of which drive-through restaurants are the most dangerous for traffic accidents.
I always wonder how people can eat tacos. Yeah. I mean, I get the whole burrito thing because it stays contained, but how hard? It's got to be hard to eat a taco on the go.
There's no way you can drive and eat a taco.
Especially when the shell breaks. Yeah. And it's just no.
Sloppy. Ooh, gooey. Sloppy. And gooey.
I got to say, Taco Bell kills more people than any other fast food restaurant.
Which restaurant? We should probably do a survey on which restaurant kills
which restaurant
more people.
Do you think causes more traffic accidents than any other fast food
unless
restaurant?
Unless you're trying to eat like a salad with a fork, that might be hard. Remember McDonald's had
McShaker?
The salad in a cup for
it was
a while?
A McShaker, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, our poll today, do you eat while you drive? A, yes, almost every day. B, occasionally. C, I try not to, but I still do once in a while. D, no, I do drink coffee while I'm behind the wheel. And E, no, I don't eat or drink anything while I'm driving. I stopped at there's a little fish place that I stopped at when I'm coming from the farm in Dudley back to the farm in Framingham. I was moving some cows over the weekend, so I stopped and got some fried clams. And I put them in the holder with my drink of lemonade and put it up on the dash. And somebody pulled in front of me and stopped. So the lemonade all over the
clams.
Sandwich, all over the clams, all over the dashboard, all over, just a mess. And
you didn't have a top on this lemonade?
No.
Wow.
I started to drink it already. All right, anyway.
You
use
a straw?
No, Rich, I don't use a straw, but thanks for asking.
Why not?
Because it would mean it would stick into the windshield and be harder to drink.
Huh?
All right, can we get to Lisa? Enough of this.
I hope so. We need some help.
Yes, we do. Absolutely need some help.
We'll attack the point that you're eating fried food and sugary drinks a little later, but yes.
Yeah, I know. Well, I managed to get... Well, I have... Listen, I eat well most of the time. Every once in a while, I go off. I love fried clams. What do you want from me? I love fried clams, especially in the summertime. You can't get, by the way, good fried clams. And when I'm in California in the wintertime, you can't find a place... Where they serve clams. Can't.
Yeah.
They don't have
find
them.
A few places that have... Well, never.
And if you do find it, you don't want to eat them. All right, ghosts and Halloween. Lisa Lano joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Help! 19 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Lisa Lano is, I don't call it, resident psychic at the Good Day program. She's somebody that comes on the program because she has a gift, and she's interesting. Lisa M. Lano, L-A-N-N-O, is her web address. Ghosts. Halloween. What sort of, in the world of psychic phenomenon, is this just kind of nonsense, or is there a connection that we can make? Because a lot of times people misrepresent what you do and misrepresent the whole idea of the connection to the other world.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, good morning.
Morning.
And lemon juice works, too, for invisible ink, by the way.
Lemon juice on invisible ink. Okay, thank
and
you.
Lemon juice makes invisible ink. Yeah, when you got kids, you know that. But
for
anyway.
Those of you who are trying to figure it out, we were talking about invisible ink and the fact that it's made from urine and how it can be red. So lemon juice, Richie, write that down.
Lemon juice works. The kids do that.
Thank God my little kids are at home peeing all over their notebooks right now.
That's very good.
That was good. Yeah. Basically, what you're talking about is like when we go, quote, ghost hunting. Is it, you know, just a bunch of nonsense?
Right.
Not really. I think that a lot of the TV shows, you know, it started with ghost hunters, and they started with trying to help families out. And then it went, you know, it gets a little crazy because it gets commercial.
All right. So then let's talk about ghost hunting here. I just wanted to get you in and people's juices flowing so we can actually then focus on the issue of ghost hunting and ghost hunters here with Lisa Lano at 21 After. This is Good Day.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I are talking to Lisa Lano about ghosts and Halloween ghost hunting. This is the Casper ghost thing is the friendly and happy and not real ghost. There are such things as ghosts, but they aren't called ghosts. Ghosts have that word as a connotation of being negative, does it not, Lisa? I'd like to just answer something.
Maybe a ghost
probably,
got her.
Probably help if I push this button here. Yeah. There you go.
All right. So try it again. Whatever you're saying, Lisa.
Yep. I use the word ghost just to differentiate between somebody who has died and not crossed over and the spirits that I talk to of your friends and loved ones who have crossed. So the ghosts would be the ones that are stuck. But as far as ghost hunting, I mean, what we do, my team is called Gone Paranormal, and what we try to do is to help families that have issues. I mean, we are doing some commercial things now as well, but people that have issues that say, God, there's something in my house, or, you know, my kid is scared of his room, and, you know, we'll go in and try to, with the equipment and with my abilities as a psychic as well, but we will go in and actually try to get answers, even psychological. Sometimes somebody honestly is just craving attention and making things up or faking photos. I mean, so we go in with an open mind, non-judgmental either way, and try to help the families involved and to help the ghost to become a spirit if they want to go. So that's how we do it.
Lisa, let me ask you this. I have had several friends who say in their sleep they talk to their dear departed ones, loved ones.
Okay.
And how do you differentiate between something in your subconscious that you
right.
want and something that is actually physically happening? How do you, the paranormal person, find out the difference between the two?
Well, first of all, what you're talking about honestly would have nothing to do with ghosts. It would be your own ability to be able to receive a message from your family member. And, you know, we get to the point where we can understand and figure out the difference between just a dream about somebody and an actual visit when they come and they tell us that they're okay. You know, if you're dreaming that your ex is chasing you around and ready to kill you, you're probably just dreaming. And that would probably be a psychological mind.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are dreaming that, you know, mom comes to you and says, I just want to say hi, I love you, I'm fine, and oh my God, it was such a great visit. Those are visits, but as far as the paranormal, people don't have to be a psychic or anything to see, hear, feel. I mean, they're in our realm. They're in our realm. They're dead, but they're in our dimension.
Well, how do they make their presence known, though, really?
Oh, lots of good things. I mean, they could be silly and misplace stuff on you. They can give you a cold spot. You can see them rush by. You can hear things. You know, the chains and knocks in the night, that's not exactly fake. I mean, some of them know they're dead. Some don't know they're dead. It, it's more complicated than people think.
And so. Exactly. And I think a lot of people who see ghosts aren't really seeing ghosts. And I think a lot of people who don't see ghosts are really seeing ghosts, if that makes sense.
It could be. Well, like I said, we go in with the equipment and try to get actual evidence, whether it be video or audio.
Yeah.
And it's that you really have to scrutinize it. And, you know, when we do an audio session, if you so much as have a growling stomach on the audio, it sounds like something really creepy. So you have to tag it and say, that was my stomach growling.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah, it picks up every little thing, so you have to really be careful and look at people and say, that person is just really craving attention. And, we'll go in and check, but, just because I have psychic abilities and mediumship abilities doesn't mean that every time I go to somebody I say, oh, my God, it's paranormal. It's not always. Sometimes it's explainable through the structure of your home, through the building, through something that's going on with your TV flashing on and off. Well, maybe it's got something to do with the cable or the electricity or, we have to take all that into consideration.
Do ghosts, let me ask you this, because you bring up an interesting point. Do ghosts attach themselves to electricity?
It seems to. Well, what I meant about electricity was, when people call and say, my lights are going on and off and stuff, we'll try to find a physical reason as to why it's doing it first. Electromagnetic fields is basically what they talk about. So the same piece of equipment that you would use to try to find a stud in the wall is the same thing that we use to ask them to come to us. So, yeah, I guess they are. They are definitely attracted to electricity. But if they want to make their presence known, they do, no matter what. We let them know we're there to help if they have any messages, if they want any help. And then I'll use what abilities I have to just kind of focus and see who they are and what they want. We just found somebody at a couple of people at Dark Manor in Connecticut. And it's a haunted house attraction.
Dark Manor.
That is really haunted.
Sounds like something out of Quentin.
Yeah.
There was Dark Shadows. Remember that?
Yeah.
But that's all meant to... The trouble with ghosts or the way they're commonly consumed is that people are afraid of them, and that's the way the conventional media portrays them, except for Casper, as not true at all. And I think that's what you've helped to dispel here. A little bit of info on ghosts as we begin the month of Halloween on Good Day. Check out Lisa's website, LisaMLano, LANNO.com. Always great to have your inspiration here, Lisa. Thank you.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fiscal crisis.
Get ready.
Baby, that's you on a good day.
It sounds like
the shoe wants a good day.
Sounds like shoe.
Doesn't this sound very Supremes?
Yeah, very Spectre-ish.
Yeah.
Really? That what? Phil Spectre-ish?
A little bit.
Nah. The wall of sound retirement.
It does.
It's got the bells and stuff.
I disagree. Video of the day at DougSteffen.com today comes from an unnamed high school marching band whose tuba section had a mishap while the band was performing at a halftime show. The good news is nobody was hurt. The bad news is that about a half a million people have already watched this video.
Is awesome.
So if you want to find out what everybody else is chuckling about, you'll check it out in our video of the day box at DougSteffen.com. There are all kinds of things that are fun. They are also, why don't we, this is a pretty interesting reality, Richie. The video that we have up, we keep accumulative. You can see four of the most recent videos at any time on the homepage, pretty much as you log on to the Good Day website, DougSteffen.com. I think you can go to Good Day and it'll go to DougSteffen.com, doesn't it, Kenny? Sort of.
It does, yes.
Automatically.
Good Day show.
Right. Yep. So anyway, the we have a cumulative running. I mean, we keep them back as far as we can. I mean, we got dozens and dozens and dozens of them.
Yes.
That are really very cool. So you'll see the video of the day, or at least for the last week, if you check out the homepage at DougSteffen.com. So my suggestion is that you try two or three things today if you haven't seen them. The school marching band is fun. And also the video today, another YouTube sensation. His name is Mr. Forthright. He reminds me of Irwin...
Schiff? Zucker?
No. Irwin Zucker, the promotion and slow motion guy.
Oh, my God.
The book guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't this guy look like him? Look, Jennifer, online and see if you don't think
he looks like him.
Yeah, it does look like him. Anyway, he's a guy who has a unique way of offering up advice on any number of problems. So we have one of his recent videos here telling you how to pretend to work at work. So you might want to listen to this, the audio, but the video is priceless because of his expressions on his face. But you can use your imagination as you listen to the audio from the video of the day today, right now.
You want to make a good impression at work without doing anything good? Come early, stay late, do nothing but pretend to work the whole time. Always wear nice slacks. Ironically, nobody equates nice slacks with slackers. Turn your computer screen so it faces the wall. Avoid windows, avoid cameras, but of all things, avoid supervisors and people wearing visors, because that's just weird. Block the screen by wearing enormous shoulder pads. In fact, wear that to work all the time, and people will leave you alone. Trust me. When somebody walks by, pick up the phone. Use Work Talk. I can have that by tomorrow morning. I'm finishing up those spreadsheets now. Yes, if you buy the second model, I'll throw in a free tiger. When in doubt, say you're working on the Disney account. No, I'm not watching Aladdin. I'm working on the Disney account. If someone questions your work ethic, question their authority, then fire them. Then, to cover all your bases, fake a heart attack. You know who's hard to fire? Somebody in the emergency room. One more vacation time? Say you got jury duty in Jamaica. It's an international trial about marijuana or reggae or something. Go to the bathroom. No one expects you to work while in the bathroom unless you're a plumber. If you're a plumber, avoid toilets.
I think it was funny at all costs. These are pretty good.
You have to poo your pants. Actually, don't poo your pants. Sorry, I went too far that time. A distracted boss is a good boss. No one expects you to work when the office is flooded. Flood the office and call that plumber who avoids work.
That's pretty funny.
Perfect. All right, so that's the video of the day today.
Mr. Forthright.
Mr. Forthright, the DougStephan.com. All right, Uri Geller is going to join us in a moment. We'll find out, now that he's on this side of the pond, what's going on. His daughter's getting married this weekend, so you can imagine he's all excited about that. But more importantly, there are things going on that he always has something to... there's always a room or two in the house of conversation for Uri Geller, no matter what's going on. So Uri joins us in a moment on Good Day.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. And I got to tell you something today. I'm afraid. Now, how many of us are afraid of something? It could be an animal. It could be a person. It could be an event. It could be the future. But have we ever asked ourselves, what does the word afraid really mean? Well, according to the dictionary, it is having a dislike for something. And I got to tell you, the dictionary actually had afraid of hard work, believe it or not. And afraid also means filled with concern or regret over an unwanted situation. I'm afraid I won't be able to go. But you know what? I have a different meaning for the word afraid. That means you don't have control. And because you do not have control, you're afraid of the outcome. One way to get rid of the word afraid, the emotion and the feeling that goes along with it, is to say to yourself, I'm in control. There's nothing to be afraid of. I know what I'm doing. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
18 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. You know what? This kind of stuff drives me nuts.
Here we go.
So, Uri is in a hotel in Los Angeles, and I'm sure it's the hotel that I know you like over near the park. Is that right? Are you in that hotel, the one by...
That's right. I am.
All right. So, we're dialing the hotel number, and we get into the switchboard. I swear to you, we were at this for 4.5 minutes before we found a live human being to tell them that we wanted to get to you in your room. And in the meantime, you got all kinds of... Then finally get to a live...
dial.
Yeah, I mean, by the time...
For toiletries, dial.
Ah!
So then I just figured, okay, well, I'll just dial his room. Bang, bang, bang. Sorry, yeah, that is not an option.
I swear to you that when I emailed you the hotel's number and my room number, I then thought to myself, uh-oh, you're going to spend half an hour talking to machines before you get to
And that's almost what happened.
We're encountering this lately. There are no more human beings. You can't, for instance, order things, complain, because it's like totally robotic. These answering services are so sophisticated now, but then you lose that human touch, don't you think?
Well, they really aren't that sophisticated because they screw you around.
The flip side of that, though, Doug, is listen to this. The bigger companies are getting this. For example, when you call Apple, you get a human. I called Amazon the other day just about a question about their music player, and I got a nice, nice girl who understood everything I was trying to ask and answered me and made sure I was taken care of before she let me go on the phone. So the really big companies, get this, hotels and car dealerships and all this other problems.
Yeah. All right.
And you know, when this happens, you're angry, frustrated, you're stressed out.
It's just annoying.
And I've learned to deal with it by thinking positive. You know, positive thinking reduces stress.
That's what Doug did.
It reduces by eliminating negative self-talk. And that's really important. And, you know, let's talk for just a few seconds about positive thinking. Remember that positive thinking helps with stress management and can even improve your health. And this is amazing because I've read about positive thinking decades ago. And I learned how to practice overcoming negative self-talk with examples that of little meditations. For instance, think about this. We all know it. Is your glass half empty or half full? So how do you answer that, you know, old question? It's all to do with positive thinking. It's all to do how you reflect upon your life. What is your outlook on your life? What is your attitude towards yourself? And whether you're really optimistic or pessimistic. And it may even, you know, affect your health if you're a negative thinker.
Well, one of the things, by the way, I'm very excited to see you because it's been years. Even though we talk every week, sometimes more than once a week, you and I have been great friends for a long time, and I'm really happy that you invited me to your daughter's wedding, which is going to take place on the beach in Malibu, right? That's where...
That is correct.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But
I appreciate it too, Uri.
Fun.
Okay. You know, the last time I was in a wedding on a beach was when Dave Stewart, if you remember him from the Eurythmics...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
got married to his girlfriend, and it was really a very amazing wedding because, first of all, it was very close to England. It was on a beach in France, in southern France, so the flight there was only about an hour and a half rather than 14 hours. But, you know, Mick Jagger showed up, Elton John showed up, and they just started singing without even being asked to sing. It was quite extraordinary. Natalie was with me, and Daniel was along there too with Hannah. And I think that she saw what a wonderful feeling it gives you just to be in open air.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have beautiful weather this week. Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah. One of the things, but to go back to what you were saying about positive thinking and the things that we all need to learn, I'm a good preacher of that message, but I am not always a good facilitator of that message. I still find myself, and that phone thing was a perfect example, how it is that, and by the way, it didn't do, they don't care what I think. If they cared, they wouldn't do what they do. It just is what is. So if you're going to get yourself all wrinkled up about it, nobody's going to be bothered except you. And so,
you know, Doug, that is absolutely true, because some studies indeed show that personality traits like optimism and pessimism can affect many areas, you know, of your health, your mind, your well-being, and the positive thinking typically comes with optimism, and that is a key part of, let's say, effective stress management. And you've got to be optimistic all the time within your mind, within your brain. And what exactly you went through is a kind of a mini way to judge your effective stress management. And this is why when I wake up in the morning, and I've said it dozens of times on your show, that I am always in an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
And to all of you out there listening, if you tend to be pessimistic, don't despair, because you can learn positive thinking skills. And next time we speak, I'll just teach you some bullet points that you should adhere to throughout your life.
And how well do you think your children, your offspring, have learned that from you? And the other people, your brother-in-law who's worked with you for all these years, your wife, and the people who are closest to you. I mean, I don't know. There are a lot of people that are acquaintances. I mean, I think I'm as close to you as probably a lot of people. And it rubs off on me. But more importantly, on the children and those in the family, how does what you do think rub off on them?
Well, you know, they grew up most of the time around me and Hannah. And then even when they went to university, they were around us because the universities were close to our house in London. So they learned, from me at least, how to control anger, because remember, 40 years, I'm 40 years around in show business, and because I'm in such a controversial field, I'm being attacked left, right, and center, you know, all throughout the 40 years. So I had to deal with that, and I've learned that positive thinking, you know, it doesn't have to mean that you've got to keep your head in the sand and ignore kind of life's less pleasant situations, which I was in many, many times. So positive thinking just means that you approach, let me put it this way, you approach the unpleasantness, that's a good word, in a more positive and a productive way, and you think the best is going to happen, not the worst. So that's the way I taught Daniel and Natalie to think.
Yep, and they've done well on that, and I'm teaching that. I sometimes, what is it I do is, the lesson is do as I say, not as I do sometimes. But it's coming around, and I'm eager to have as many people get it as possible, because that sort of relieves a lot of the tensions that are part of everybody's everyday life. Uri Geller, check out URIGELLER, urigeller.com. He's here with us conversing on the Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
We all all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We have open enrollment while several things remain closed. It's been quite a week so far. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Yesterday, 1st of October, the first day of open enrollment on those online health care exchanges. How did it go? Not smoothly in many places. There were some technical issues on day one. Nearly all states that are offering the exchanges online wound up being bogged down with glitches or long load times due to heavy internet traffic. Some states are telling users to be patient and wait for the bugs to be worked out. As for the government shutdown, we are now in day number two. President Obama, speaking from the Rose Garden yesterday, had this to say.
Republicans in the House of Representatives refused to fund the government unless we defunded or dismantled the Affordable Care Act.
The president emphasizing the Affordable Care Act is settled law and is here to stay. Congressman David Baladeo of California is a Republican, and he pinned the blame on Democrats.
Americans, especially America's heroes, should not be punished because Senate Democrats refuse to come to the table and do their job, negotiating a solution to fund the government.
Among those directly affected by the shutdown, Kenneth Hartenstein, an FAA employee with 40 years of government work to his credit. He's one of hundreds of thousands of workers who reported to their job yesterday but were sent home after 4 hours. He had this message for lawmakers.
I just wish that Congress would get their act together and pass a bill to pay us. All the other stuff, I think they should negotiate it, but not at our expense.
Many employees fear the current shutdown, now in its second day, will be bad or worse than the 1995 shutdown, which lasted 3 weeks. Bottom line, the two sides in this battle appear entrenched, and there's no end in sight. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline. We fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
On Wall Street, despite the partial government shutdown yesterday, stocks closed higher. The Dow up 62 points, closing at 15,191. S&P rose 13. NASDAQ with a 46-point gain. More numbers. The housing market getting stronger as home prices continue to improve. The CoreLogic Home Price Index showing nationwide home prices climb nearly 12.5% from August of last year to August of this year. Year-to-year sales prices have improved for 18 straight months now. The states that show the most appreciation in home values: Nevada, California, and Arizona. The sound of Nintendo's Wii video game. Here's golf.
Nice birdie.
That's the only way I can make a birdie. Nintendo yesterday announcing it's ending production of its Wii video game console. Wii was released back in 2006 and was at the time very hard to get for the holiday season. Nintendo has come out with its new Wii U console, so apparently Wii will see Wii put out to pasture. And finally, as we return to the government shutdown and some of the things that have actually been shut down, many tourist attractions are closed, including the Statue of Liberty. And that disappointed these tourists yesterday.
We want to see the most important monuments, because that's why we came.
This is my last chance. I won't be able to do this anymore.
Elsewhere, in and around Boston, the government shutdown has caused the closure of a number of historic landmarks, including the Bunker Hill Monument, the JFK Library, and the USS Constitution.
We came all the way from Kansas and Missouri, and this was going to be one of the highlights of our trip, and it makes no sense to us.
Nor to anyone else. And in Washington, D.C., the National Mall, which encompasses the Jefferson Memorial and many other sites, closed. 9 engaged couples have permits to be married on the National Mall. But because of the government shutdown, those nuptials have been indefinitely postponed. Now listen, take it from those of us who've been married a while. Waiting a few more days or even a few weeks just to make sure you want to go through with it may not be such a bad thing. Just saying. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.